Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now just for you to answer your call and address your question or offer direction for the many times difficult, frustrating issues of real life. Call now, 844-32-BASIC. The lines are wide open. We want to hear from you on this edition. 844-32-BASIC. Or jot down the phone number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Guys, can you imagine sitting in that room where the Last Supper took place, listening to Jesus, and he's going on imparting all kinds of wonderful truths, and he gets to the point in his talk with those guys, and he says this, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Wow. I mean, what an incredible statement. As the Father has loved me. Yeah. And that's one of the things that the disciples were privy to from the time that they met Jesus, was the fact that God the Father loved Jesus Christ the Son. We see that at the baptism, when the voice from the sky cries out, "This is my Son, whom I've loved." Or who I love, that's what he says. Jesus was everything to God the Father and is everything to God the Father. So the disciples were privy to that. And then Jesus makes this statement, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you." In exactly the same way, God the Father loved Jesus Christ the Son. Jesus Christ the Son was loving the disciples. Yeah. And that applies to us. That projects out to us as well. Just as God the Father loved Jesus Christ the Son, so Jesus Christ the Son loves you and me. That's the most incredible truth that we can ever embrace in our lives. And we all know that we're looking for unconditional love in this world. We celebrate romantic love. Uh-huh. Valentine's Day is that big celebration, and we cherish that, and we long for that. But there's something more than romantic love that's available to us, and it's the love of Jesus Christ that is equal to the love of the Father. That's what we have in him. And so Jesus says, "This is true. Now remain in my love." Is there any better place to be than in the love of Jesus Christ? And when we come to faith in him, that's where we stand. That's where we are forever, right dab in the middle of the love of Jesus Christ. No strings attached, no conditions required, simply Jesus Christ pouring out his love every single day on us in incredible portions. And we can receive it, experience it, embrace it, and pass it on. Absolutely. That's the good news of the gospel.
And this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Want to hear from you. If you'd like to add to the conversation or pose a new topic, why, we would love to hear from you right now. The number 844-32-BASIC, 844-322-2742. As I said, the lines are wide open, and we're on the air live so that you can be a part of the program, so that you can get your question answered on an immediate basis. So take advantage of it, 844-32-BASIC. In the meantime, a question from Roger. Guys, he lives in Pensacola and lives and listens on oneplace.com. Says Matthew 16:28 says, "Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Roger wants to know if we can explain what Jesus meant as they did die and did not see this happening.
Well, I think there's a very simple explanation, and it's in Matthew 17:1. Uh-huh. So Jesus makes a statement, "I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The next verse, after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And there he was transfigured before them. So they saw Jesus in a transfigured state. Elijah showed up, Moses showed up, all representative of the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ at the head.
And then the voice of God himself one more time saying, "This is my Son whom I love." So, I mean, the whole picture is right there for
right them. So these three were able to see that on that mountain that Jesus led them up. And it's kind of interesting. you know, they kind of close their eyes, the disciples close their eyes, and then that whole scene goes away, and there's just Jesus. And that's what we're to focus on. He's the one that ushered in the kingdom. He became the king through his death, burial, and resurrection, and through new birth, we're born again into the kingdom of God. And that is such a wonderful truth to know, that we've been rescued out of this world of darkness. Just as God rescued the people of Israel out of Egyptian control and set them free, that's what salvation is for us, but on a much higher plane. He rescued us. He came into our world of darkness. He captured us in such an incredible way by his love, and he brought us new life, made us alive, and transferred us into the kingdom of his son. That's what this gospel message is all about.
Roger, I hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, if you have a question that you'd like to pose, drop us an email if you can't get to the phone while we're on the air live. You can do that by going to basicgospel.net, and we'd love to address your question on a later edition of Basic Gospel. Another question, Bob.
Just going to mention we are asking people this month to share with us their favorite passage in the New Testament on love, and a number of people have gone to our Basic Gospel Facebook page to do so, and we certainly appreciate that very, very much. William, for example, said his favorite verse was in John 13, no greater love is this than someone lay down his life for his friends. Barbara wrote that Romans 8:35-39 is her favorite passage on the love of God. And in that, Paul talks about the fact that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, not anything. Absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And then Barbara was very kind to write these words: it's only been by listening to Basic Gospel that this verse has become a true reality for me. As I have come to know the truth that my God loves me, the person that he made me, and that I am not what I do, as I remind myself of that truth, I continue to change day by day through his grace and love. And then she goes on to say, I cannot thank you all enough for sharing this message that has undoubtedly saved me.
Wow, what an encouragement. You know, we love hearing from our listeners. You know, as lives are changed, you know, people are grateful, and they love to write, and we love to hear from you. You're a terrific encouragement to us, so keep letting us know.
Absolutely. So what's your favorite verse? Mm-hmm. We would love to hear it. You can call us on the broadcast today at 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC. You can go to our Facebook page, Basic Gospel Facebook page, and share your favorite passage there as well. Yeah. Or get involved in the conversation. We would love to hear from you.
Indeed. Well, right now, open lines, 844-32-BASIC. Give us a call, 844-32-BASIC.
Let's go to Staten Island, New York, and talk to Rosario. Hi, Rosario. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you, too. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You are so welcome. What's on your mind today?
I was at work the other night, and a friend of mine had asked me a question, because she knows I'm into the Bible and into the Lord, and I love helping people understand the Bible, you know, as long as I understand it, you know, and God shows me, you know, pretty much how to answer them. But this particular question, I wasn't quite sure on how to respond, and her question was about mediums, and, you know, when they claim to speak to, you know, someone's grandmother or aunt or something like that, of that nature. And she's like, how do you know that's something that's not of God? You know, I was pretty much telling her that that's definitely not of God, and I was trying to gather some scripture together, you know, to show her that. One thing I do like that she said, she said, if I find it in the Bible, she's like, then I'll trust it and I'll believe it, which is a good starting point. So I want to gather some scripture together so I can show it to her.
Okay. So she thinks that these mediums can actually give her some truth or can lead her down a path that's going to provide happiness for her?
Right, and then she wants to know if that's, you know, something biblical, something that's of God, and I explained to her that's definitely not of God, and I was trying to get some scriptures together to show that's not something really she should be messing with.
Well, Rosario, I think the first place to start is with Jesus in a situation like this. And I would point you to John 14:6, where Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So our ultimate desire in life is to get to the Father, to know God for who he really is. And there's only one way for that to happen, and that's through Jesus Christ. So I think that's the starting point. The second place that I would go is motivation. What is driving her to these mediums? For example, when I first joined this ministry years ago, there was a lady that started coming, and she was looking for answers. She was looking for truth. She was trying to find help out of a very helpless and hopeless situation. And she was so desperate that she paid money to go to a psychic. And this psychic, told her some things. And she was very intrigued by what this psychic told her. And so she went back for more information. And what happened is this psychic just started to prey on her fears that she might never find happiness. And so it became a fear-motivated relationship. And the more she went, the more frightened she became, and the more willing she was to pay this guy more money. And so I would ask about the motivations. Ask what fear is really inside that's driving her to do that. And then as far as scriptures, there's not a whole lot in the Bible that speaks to mediums. Richard,
yeah,
do you have a couple of
there
passages?
Are 15 or so. I'm in the NIV. There are 15 or so references in the Old Testament of God warning people to stay away from spiritists and mediums. And why speak to the dead? They're dead. Only God is alive. You're to seek him. He talks about the Egyptians' plans against Israel coming to nothing because they're consulting spirits and mediums, and that's not real. God is real, and God is protecting his people. So it's that kind of thing.
One particular verse is Leviticus 26. I will set my face against the person who turns to mediums and spirits to prostitute himself by following them, and I will cut him off from his people.
Yeah.
There's only one place to go to find true happiness, true contentment, real life, and that person is Jesus Christ. Any other attempt to find happiness apart from faith in Jesus is what the Bible calls unbelief or sin. And so, you know, this following after mediums and spiritists and those sort of things is just evidence of the spiritual condition that a person is within. So I think you have an opportunity, Rosario, to really bring the gospel message front and center. And to say, I know you're searching for something. I was searching for something, and I finally found it in the person of Christ Jesus.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Rosario. Let me put you on hold, and we'll get you some information that I think you can hand to them that will really be helpful, a CD called Drive the Stake, and then a little booklet called Forgiveness, the Door to Life. I think both of these would be excellent tools to help you answer some of these questions that are coming your way.
I appreciate that.
You hang on, okay, my friend?
As we have reminded you before, there are many valuable resources that you'll find at our store at store.basicgospel.net, including the materials that Bob just mentioned. Again, that's at store.basicgospel.net. And right now, plenty of time on the clock. Open lines 844-32-BASIC. Give us a call, friends. We want to hear from you. 844-32-BASIC.
Let's go to Canton Falls, New Jersey, and talk with Ann, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I'm calling to ask you, will you please explain legalism? I'm going through a lot of troubles here, and I need your prayers, and I will listen to what you speak off the phone.
Okay. Thank you so much, Anne. Let me do this. I want to send you a copy of a book called Love Is, and I have in that book a definition of legalism that will be helpful to you. So be sure and let us get your information so that we can send that to you, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, you hang on, and somebody will pick up with you in just a few minutes. But Anne asks a very good question, doesn't she?
Yes.
What is legalism? It's one of those churchy words. We hear it within church walls. It's not a word that we use in regular vocabulary. We don't go to our schools or our workplaces or football games or sporting events and bandy about the word legalism. It's just not part of our everyday vocabulary. But it is an important word as far as Christianity is concerned and as far as our relationship with Christ is concerned. And legalism is basically this: any attempt to gain love and acceptance other than by faith in Jesus Christ. So it's human effort being applied to work yourself up the ladder of spirituality. So it falls on your shoulders.
Yes.
The Pharisees were the chief legalists of the day.
Yeah.
They had developed their own system of righteousness, and they were trying to force others into that same system. And that was the problem. That was the problem of the church back in the apostles' day. It's the problem of the church today. So it's any attempt to gain God's love and acceptance through human effort. You are putting it all on your shoulders, and you're saying, Lord, I don't need your love and grace. I can earn it all by myself.
Yeah.
Well, salvation is not something that we can earn. It's not something that we merit. It is a gift given freely to us by Jesus Christ. He's the one that saves us. That's why the scripture from beginning to end is a story of us being saved by grace through faith. That's what this gospel message is all about, and there's no other way to experience salvation other than by grace through faith.
Yeah, and it's such a tragedy. I know this because I was it. I lived that tragedy for so long. It's a self-delusion because you think that you're doing something that matters. You know, you're not out there killing people. You're not driving drunk. You're not doing all these other, quote, bad things. But you're out there trying to do it on your own, and you think you're doing fine.
Yeah.
And it's a loss, complete loss.
Absolutely. So some things that people encounter in the religious world today that are legalistic are these. Someone may have received Jesus Christ. They're so excited about this new life that they have in the Lord. And they go and start meeting with folks, and somebody tells them, oh, for you to really be a Christian, you have to get water baptized. And you have to get water baptized in our church by our pastor. Otherwise, you can't be a Christian. So he's saying, so I have to do something in order to be saved? Yeah,
you have to.
You have to be water baptized. And as a new Christian, you say, okay, and you follow that path. And as soon as you get water baptized, then there's 10 other things that they require you to do in order to be a good Christian. Well, one of those things might be you have to give 10% of your income. If you don't give 10% of your income, you can't be a Christian. You're not going to be blessed by God. Matter of fact, he's going to curse you if you don't give 10%. Well, you're not going to find that in the Bible. Well, what is that? That's just legalism. So there's all these different things that are out there that take the work from Jesus and try to put it on our shoulders. Jesus has done all the work. He died. He was buried. He was raised from the dead. He's done it all, and God the Father was satisfied with that. And when we become satisfied with that, we can, we that gives us the courage to stand up to those saying, you need to do this, this, and this, and tell them, no, Jesus has done all the work. I'm going to rest in him, and I'm going to rest in him with a thankful heart.
Yeah.
Well, Ann, I hope that helps. Thank you for your call today. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Tony, listening to us on WMCA as well. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. My question is on Galatians. It talks about the fruits of the flesh, right?
Yes.
And I believe that Jesus died for my sin, that he paid the penalty for my sin, and I believe that, and I'm going to say by grace. I've left so many bad things. I'm trying to, like, not just trying, but I'm letting the Spirit just cleanse me from all those past things that I knew weren't pleasing to God. But there's one besetting sin that I'm having. I practically live on 1 John 1:9. I practically live there. I might have moved in. But it's like, I don't think energy. I love my sin, unfortunately. So I'm asking, am I saved? But I've been praying to God to change me, to break my will. At the same time, I'm struggling with this sin.
Well, Tony, here's the deal. New birth is spiritual in nature. So when you were born again, it was the Spirit. It was the deepest part of you that was made alive together with Christ. Your soul didn't necessarily change, and your body didn't change. You're going to get a new body. Your mind is in the process of being renewed. But your spirit is fully alive in Jesus Christ. It has been sealed with the Holy Spirit, and that's who you are. That's your new identity as a child of God. But that new identity is housed in flesh, and within that flesh is sin. Sin dwells in that flesh of yours. Well, that flesh isn't going to change. One day it's just going to die. When you're absent from the body and are present with the Lord, or when the Lord returns and takes you out of here. But until then, the flesh is going to remain the flesh, and it is always going to be in opposition to the things of God. So that's why Paul wrote, the things I want to do, I don't do, but the things I don't want to do, I do anyway. It was a conflict. That's why he wrote in Galatians 5, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. So, Tony, that besetting sin, the flesh is always going to desire that. There will never be a day in your life when the flesh does not desire that. But that's not who you are, Tony. You've been given a new identity with God's Spirit living in you. And as you learn to walk by the Spirit, to carry out the desires the Spirit of God is putting in your heart, the result of that will be this, that you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So you're trying to get rid of the desires of the flesh, and boy, you're just beating your head up against the wall. It's time to stop beating your head up against the wall and saying, Lord, thank you that you saved me the way that you did. I don't understand this conflict, but I do know that as I learn to walk by the Spirit, I can experience victory in this conflict, and I truly can learn to say no to sin and yes to you. Well, Tony, it's a very important question. Let me put you on hold. We have some great resources that we can send to you that I think will be a big help, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You are so welcome. You hang on, Tony.
Friends, please remember that on March 7th, the tour begins at Valley Church in Vacaville, California. That's the Hear, Believe, Live tour. The radio team will be there. We hope you'll be there, too. Also, you know, someone gave so that you can hear the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now that you've heard, it would be great if you could join us and be a part of the blessing of passing the message on to others. Join us in supporting Basic Gospel. You can do that by going to our website, basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent support link in the menu there at basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator during Central Time office hours at 844-41-BASIC, 844-41-BASIC. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.